Kevin James, man. That guy. I give it to him, though, for going all in on the money.
Oh, yeah, he's not hurting for dollars, but dude, at what point does your integrity kick in and you're just like, what am I doing?
What am I doing myself? Oh, let me just go swim in my pile of money.
Right, but then they all drive past Andy Dick, like, begging for change under a highway, and they're like, that's why I do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Children of the Addams!
Welcome to the Children of the Addams Podcast with your hosts,
Aaron DeLosa, timey-wimey motherfucker.
Rogue One was amazing, Force Awakens was amazing. Sorry, show, f*** you if you disagree.
Can you dig it? Matt, not a Twitter bot, Siemens.
Art that moves you a certain way could be good, could be bad, could be sh*t, could be whatever. Don't try to f***ing convince me otherwise.
Can you dig it?
And just like that.
Sweet. How does my mic sound? I put a thing over it.
Oh, a pee popper?
No, it's actually a sock. I put a sock over it.
When I first got into podcasting, the very first pee popper I had was a Santa Claus themed cock sock.
Nice.
So sock seems to be a good way to go for popping protection from popping your peas.
I was like, oh, I need to cover this finally, and then
was this like an old like jizz raggy sock, or was it just like a proper sock that lost a mate?
No, it was a dress sock.
Oh.
And I'm like, how often do I use these?
Right, yeah.
You know, like those like silk ones, yeah. Right. I'm like, I don't need this.
Yeah, even at weddings now or somewhere fancy, you still wear comfortable socks underneath. It's not like the military,
right.
You know what I mean, where you have the socks that are just so damn thin that it's like, you know, wearing rice paper on your feet.
Yeah, actually I think that's one, this one is.
Bravo.
It's one of the old one of those ones. Cause I had to like wrap it twice because it's so thin.
Oh yeah. Yep. Definitely an Air Force sock.
Yeah.
Cheaper than shit and uncomfortable.
Yeah. I always wore two socks. Like, I wore two pairs of socks because they were so thin.
Oh, see, look at that. That's a good idea. My feet, they sweat too much for thin socks. They just turn into really cold sheets after about 90 seconds.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the trick. You wear the thin-ass dress socks first, and then you wear the thick ones second.
Look at that.
And then the dress sock actually wicks away the sweat.
That's a good
call.
It's
crazy.
Yeah. Remember those old wool socks they used to give you for cold weather?
Oh my god, that would like freeze your foot.
Well, yeah, well, not even that. Like, did yours ever form around your feet like a pair of Uggs?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. So I'm not the only ridiculously gross monster that did that to his socks.
Yeah,
dude, I could stand them up like next to the bed. You even think about sweating them?
God.
Dude, they're just solid.
Yeah,
boots.
Those are probably the worst socks I've ever had. Ever. I mean,
that's
they
a very
were terrible.
Call.
They're like, oh my god. Like, thanks. And those probably cost, like, the Air Force $50.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Some schmuck's like, hey, I've got this amazing sock that I'm going to sell you. And they're like, okay, sure.
It'll turn into a boot if they wear it for too long. It's awesome.
Right. Yeah. Self-standing sock.
Right, yeah.
There you go.
That's such a good product, a self-standing sock. It's so stupid. You'd be like, of course I want self-standing socks.
All I can think of is the Mario sock thing that you can jump in. You know?
Oh, yeah.
The boot that jumps around. Yeah.
Damn it. Why don't they have those for adults? Like, why can't they be a real thing?
Big giant sock that you just hop into.
Why not? It'd be awesome.
It's motorized.
Who wouldn't want to travel like that? Not better than the fuck I'm driving now. So, Matt, we have a website now.
We sure do.
How's that feel?
We sure do. You know, it's like we finally made it. You know?
Right. we're finally a part of the internet, so.
Yeah, we're big time
feels
in it now.
Good. For those of you unaware, if you head over to adamsnerds.com, we did not make it children.theadams.com because who the hell would go there? I wouldn't. So we shortened it up, made it adamsnerds.com. You can find news articles there that Matt and I post, and things we find interesting, basically what we talk about on the podcast and a little bit more. You can also find a little bio about each one of us to learn a little bit more about your hosts. And the podcast page is hosted there also. You can still find us usual places, but adamsnerds.com is really the main hub. We can even be contacted there as well. Instead of trying to figure out our super long email address, there's a contact form right on the home screen. So just boom, you're right there and you can get a hold of us. So thanks for checking it out for those of you who have. So we really appreciate that shit.
Sure do.
Yeah. So in honor of that, the last time we talked, we'd indicated we were going to do a best of show. So that's exactly what we're going to do right now. We're going to get into what we really loved from 2016, what we really hated, politics aside, because, you know, we don't really have that much time to talk about this shit. But we'll just keep it to TV and movies. Matt, do you have a specific TV show throughout the entire run of 2016 that is your favorite?
Yes, and it happened early. It was Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
I know, I'm totally out there, right?
Yeah. But it's hard to argue, though.
I had forgotten about it, you know, and I'm like, and I went back and revisited it, and I'm like, man, this show is so good.
Was it the Scabo Fring? Like, was it Fring coming back that made you go back and rewatch it?
You know,
it?
I was like, oh my God, and it hit me, and I'm like, man, that came out in 2016, because I thought it was like 2015,
right?
You know.
It was over early, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Yeah, I love that show. I think it's better than Breaking Bad, to tell you the truth.
It's a different show than Breaking Bad. It's very different.
No, and I love Breaking Bad, but Better Call Saul, Bob Odenkirk is just so good.
Very good.
And oh my God, he sells it so, like, okay, so I test like RF Energy, uh-huh. right? In that show, the actors are so good. That like I was even questioning myself with the brother. I'm like, wait a second.
When Michael McKean was freaking out, is like, is that serious? Right,
is this serious? Because the acting is so good, and I'm like, no, that's ridiculous. Right. It's stupid. But like, it's so good and it's so well done that I'm like, man, I really feel for these guys and I feel for him because he's got this mental illness or whatever. But you know, it's just that show is so good.
Yeah.
That one for me is hands down. Although there was a lot of really good TV this year. Like I would have to say, hands down, TV is. Far surpassed movies
this year,
especially this last year. Oh, it was so bad. Like 2016 for movies was not very good. Like,
yeah, not a lot of great ones.
Yeah, no.
I mean, there was maybe like a handful out of like what the 1,000 that came out in 2016.
Yeah, right. You know. Yeah. But like TV shows, I mean, you got Stranger Things and Luke Cage and Better Call Saul, Game of Thrones, Westworld. I mean, there's so many, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to pick, but. Yeah, Better Call Saul
is what you ended up on.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, it's amazing. I love that show.
For myself, Better Call Saul, like, absolutely, hands down, great show. But I like really bad shows, and for the longest time, like, in my heart, like, until I decided to, you know, like, we'll approach it as a different question later. But I settled on, like, the best show I thought hands down this year easily was The Walking Dead. With what they've done with JDM, dude.
What? Oh, okay, see. You know what I was gonna. Okay, so
granted,
we're gonna do...
there was a lot of stupid, all the cliffhanger bullshit, and they promised it was gonna pay off, and it's like, fuck you, it's not gonna pay off. Give us the ending. But in retrospect. It was a long way to wait, but it really kind of fucking paid off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you go back and watch that episode of Glenn again, where you know, Negan's going ham on Glenn, dude, it's so strong. It's really hard to hate, you know, the summer of torture waiting for these guys to come back on that cliffhanger. But I mean, you know, it's in the past, so it kind of seems like it wasn't really that big of a deal now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, okay. So let me just preface this, that because like my worst of show.
Oh no!
Is going to be. The Walking Dead.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that was my worst show.
Really?
Now let me just say, I watched a lot of TV, and normally I don't watch shitty shows, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not gonna say Walking Dead is shitty.
Right.
It's a good show, but for how I felt watching it, it was the worst show for me.
Right. Not a lot of feel good moments like, in that one.
No.
Yeah.
No. It was. Like, really, I really wish the next half of the season was already out. Right. So then I could, like, palate cleanse for the other one. Like, I think that goes to show you how good Negan is.
Yeah.
Because he made me feel like crap.
Yeah. You feel bad. Right? You feel like, bad watching
felt,
this, but you're not going to turn it off.
I felt bad watching.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, out of all the shows that I watched, and if I did start watching shows, if I didn't like them or whatever, I just stopped watching
them.
But I watched all of Walking Dead, right?
Right.
So for me personally, that was the worst show, just because of the way it made me feel.
Wow.
That's all, right? You know, it's crazy, but
crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my worst show isn't gonna help me very much in an argument I've had pretty much since day one of the show. I still think you should go back and watch The Flash, but The Flash was arguably the worst show I watched this season.
Oh
yeah, it.
Oh, and you're always trying to sell it.
I know, man. Not to spoil it, I mean, but. Arrow season 3 arguably was where it kind of turned and went downhill for a little bit. I mean, this season it's come back like in a big way. It was so much fun to watch this year, but it's suffering from whatever Berlanti, like he just stops paying attention like in season 3, you know. So look out, fans of Legend of Tomorrow. It doesn't really feel.
Is there too many flashes?
Way too many speedsters. Holy Christ. Right. The big bad for every season so far has been a speedster. It's like, I get it, man. You know, speedsters are only, there's only ever one or another speedster. They're like the Highlander of it. You know, they got to fight somebody with a sword and cut somebody's head off. I get it. But Christ, man, give me like a whole season of Grodd or a whole season of General Island. You know, something like this. Mix it up. A tinge.
Yeah. You're only as good as your villain.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what your hero is.
Yeah.
If your villain stinks... If he ultimately is not very good, I mean, the story's going to suffer.
Look at the Mandarins in fucking Iron Man 3.
You know, it's right. Yeah. I mean, like, so you look at all the Netflix shows, and the heroes are really good, but the villains are the ones making it way better.
Yeah.
Making it, like, must-watch TV, must-watch stream, you know, binge-watch.
Yeah, cause the Daredevil, villains. Jessica Jones, most of Luke Cage's villains.
You know, and, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., for example, they throw so many different villains at you, you're kind of like, and they're different types of villains.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, well, you know, find it interesting, you know, it's different. But like, if they're all speedsters, if they're all the same things, it's like, oh God, just spend the money on the freaking gorilla.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And they've had him in the show, but for like an episode, they had King Shark on the show for an episode. It's, oh.
That CGI is expensive.
I know, but dude, they did it so well. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, they blew their load.
Well, then
too
cut it down to fucking 16 episodes, man. Instead of taking all your horseshit hiatuses, you know what I mean? Just run from like September until August and call it good.
Totally agree with the cuts.
Yeah. Oh.
I think today's TV, like for me, me and my wife watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just because we're invested at this point.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she like has no idea what's going on because she's just not like really into it.
Well, I like
because
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because
they do is
breaks.
For their season breaks. Each break is a different arc, at least. You know what I mean? Like the first one,
no, that's
was Ghost
true.
Rider,
yeah.
Then it'll be LMD, and then you know whatever.
They'll in between that break they'll put in like Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Or they'll put in Slingshot. Oh, was it Slingshot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Slingshot. You know, they'll throw those other things in there. But still, it's really hard to keep the narrative. It's really hard to keep the story in line when you're missing 4 weeks.
Right.
You know, and you're filling it with other shows.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not stopping.
You know? We're not just turning off television. Like, well, Shields, it's not time to read.
Yep. so it's like, it's really hard to maintain that narrative.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, how did I feel? What are they doing? Like, can you recap it better for me?
Yeah.
Like, please?
Yeah, right.
You know, at least with binge watching, you're just hopping right through them, you know, 3 or 4 at a time, if not all of them at once.
Like Stranger Things, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you're just blowing through it, and it's a one big movie to you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't lose anything in between episodes.
Just sleep and, you know, maybe self-esteem from not showering.
Yeah. You're like, oh, God, why am I stuck to the couch?
Why am I so gross?
Yeah. I need a shower.
Right.
I need to get these Cheetos and Mountain Dew off me. Oh, God. I'm terrible.
Yeah, for real, dude. Yeah, strange. Like, Netflix, the whole advent of, like, the ability to stream. I mean, even old TV shows I never watched before that, you know, I go back and watch all through the clip. Now, I did that with Chuck. People told me, oh, you'd love Chuck, man. You'd love Chuck. I didn't watch it. I watched it for the first time in 2015. I blasted all through it. I didn't like any of it.
What?
Oh, yeah, didn't like it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so you know, right. So you are familiar. Yeah, I mean, it's just, dude, I was mad at people for thinking I'd like that show. Like, get fucked, man. It's like, what? He's like this nerdy guy and he becomes a spy, blah, blah. It's like, no, I get it. I get what I'm good.
Yeah, that's like when people are like, don't you like The Big Bang Theory?
Oh, my God, I know.
It just pisses me off. Like,
nice
no, they're
shirt,
laughing
man.
At you.
You watch Big Bang? Fuck
yeah.
You, dude.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah, fuck off. I love being laughed at for half an hour.
Yeah, right? It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. What, do you think I've got autism or Asperger's or something? You know, whatever.
You don't?
right. God damn it.
Motherfuckers.
It's like, yeah, thanks. Oh, no. Yeah, the recommendations is really hard. Oh, you'd love this show.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you can't trust a lot of people, man, because they just throw bullshit at you. Like, it really makes you question if people really know you or not. If they're like, you should like this. It's like, no, I don't. Yeah. Like my dad, he figures just because, you know, I'm of my age and I'm a father and all, I'd really like Modern Family. And I'm like, nah, man, I can't do it. Did you see Grown Ups 2? No, Dad, I didn't see Grown Ups 2.
Oh, Grown Ups 2. Oh, my God.
I didn't see Grown Ups 1. I'm not skipping forward to the lesser sequel.
Yeah, those are like, what is it, dad joke movies.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
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 The dads are always fat and they're leering and, you know.
Yeah, oh, check out the teenage girl. Age. Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, that's my daughter. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck you.
Christ.
God. Shitty writers. And they're, I mean, all those are is just vacations for the actors.
Yeah.
You know, like the Adam Sandler crew.
Keeping their insurance renewed for another couple of years. Shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Dickheads.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the new show with Kevin James? Oh, is it Kevin Can Wait?
Don't blame Kevin. Oh, okay, Kevin Can Wait. Oh no, my God, oh, Kevin my God. Can yeah. Wait. Is he a ghost right. in the movie? In the show? Is that why it's Kevin
no,
Can
no,
Wait?
No.
Like,
no, it's King of Queens, but like, you know, he has a different hot wife this time, and you know, like he says the same jokes. Oh, I'm fat, you know, and like, oh, I'm a big dummy, you know, like, oh, I like to eat stuff.
Man.
Like, oh, you're Kevin James, man. That guy. I give it to him, though, for going all in on the money.
He's not hurting for dollars, but dude, at what point does your integrity kick in and you're just like, what am I doing?
What am I doing myself? Oh, let me just go swim in my pile of money.
But then they all drive past Andy Dick, like, begging for change under a highway, and they're like, that's why I do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to fall out.
That is why you do it.
Yeah, that's exactly why you do it.
Because, like, you know, he's edgy and, you know, kind of smart comedy, you know, unusual and... Well, look where he is.
And funny, yeah. I'd much rather watch Andy Dick than Kevin James.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Andy Dick. We love you. did you have like a guilty pleasure show, like, you know, that you just happened to stumble upon and you watched and you really liked that, you know, you haven't really fessed up to?
No.
No bad shows you absolutely love watching?
Bad shows. Well, what would you consider a bad show?
Oh, okay. I'm gonna.
Oh, you mean like a King of Queens or something like that?
Kinda.
Okay. Two Broke Girls. That show is terrible.
Right.
But I'll watch it every time it's on.
Really?
It's weird. Yeah.
They, I don't know why. They got you figured out.
I think so.
Bright colors, pretty ladies talking fast. It's the YouTube generation thing kicking in.
Yeah. It's ADHD, no, I don't know why. I don't know why, but it's not funny.
Right? Yeah, but you just watch it like, every time it's on. You
I
watch
don't know
it.
Why? Like, what the hell's wrong with?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I really, it's not a great show, and but I love it. This season has been so off the rails. It's amazing to watch because you never know where the show's going. Gotham.
I knew you were gonna go with
dude.
Gotham.
It is like, so great. It's so much fun to watch because, you know, I'm a Hulu guy. So like every Tuesday morning, I'm excited. I come running downstairs, you know what I mean? I jump in my chair, I pop on the tube, and I'm like, Gotham. You know, I see little Jim Gordon running around all angry and growling at people. It's the best show because they're doing so much off-the-wall stuff. It is great.
I saw a preview with like Paul Reubens, and he's a ghost.
He plays Oswald Cobblepot's dad in the show.
Oh my God! But he's a ghost. Like he's like
spoiler.
Christmas Carol ghost.
Yeah, he got killed earlier. I know. It was pretty sad, actually.
So are they really going like kind of like Batman Returns kind of campiness sort of with Gotham?
Oh
is
yeah,
that what they're really
the first season they really tried to make it all about, you know, like a Gotham City detective show where it was Law and Order, but like Gotham, and you know they were kind of onto something, but the ratings were taking off and they really freaked out. So the second season, I described it on a different show previously, but it's really almost like they just had Tim Burton jerk off all over it, and they're just like, cool. It is so zany now, but it fits with the tone of what you'd expect. Anyone who's read anything of Gotham, you know, played a video game, you get that, you know, it's a real city, and it's very dark and dangerous, but at the same time, it's like an acid trip. You could see clowns rolling down the street, you know, or penguins ice skating with rocket launchers, and you're like, oh, damn, it's just a Tuesday. And that's what the show is now. It's so incredibly flush with just all these villains. They just keep popping up out of nowhere, and the kid they got to play the Joker is just amazing, and the little guy who played Batman is, like, just sprouted into this giant, so he will be a really good-looking Batman in 3 years when the ratings start to dip. I mean, but it's so good. Everything about it is so great. On other shows, like... what their weak points would be, like the over campiness, or like, you know, the at times maybe like the overacting against some underacting kind of deal. They balance those moments so well in Gotham. I'm my hands are sweaty just talking about it. I'm so excited about this show. I can't wait. It's on, you know, like nowish as we record, pretty much. So tomorrow morning, come running downstairs, and I'm gonna jump in my chair and watch Gotham. I'm pumped. So it's so much fun, but it's not one, you know, outside of the people listening to this podcast. You know, thank you. You know, I don't tell people I watch this show, but man, is it goddamn glorious.
And so that's because it's hitting at your, you know, your...
My silliness. Childhood. Oh, yeah.
Your silliness. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, they should have went like a total alternate universe, not try to do like Arrow, try to been like,
yeah,
you know, Tim Burton, total, yep, you know, God, who's the composer?
Oh, Danny Elfman.
Danny Elfman, yeah. You know, that's like, there was a movie, Nightbreed.
Yeah. Classic movie, yeah.
So, yeah. And it's got a Danny Elfman soundtrack.
Yeah, it does.
It's so off-putting.
Yeah.
You know, it's not off-putting, but it's, you know, it's like, it's so unusual, and it totally changes the tone of the movie.
I think they did that to make it really jarring on purpose, because, you know, all the graveyard, it's, oof, yeah.
Because it's supposed to be, you know, it's more like with his soundtrack, it's more fantastical.
Right.
It's more like myth.
Yeah, instead of utterly terrifying.
Right, which it should
which
be.
Which it should be.
Right, no, it should be Hellraiser.
Oh my God! You know, yeah, like, the movie is so fucked up at times.
All I can see is Batman.
Yeah.
Every time I watch that movie, I'm like, when's Batman showing
right
up? You know,
is this the Joker's parents? Is that how they started? Like, what the fuck? What's
yeah
going on?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that movie's weird. Yeah, Nightbreed. Jeez.
Great movie though, man. Dude, it's such a fun movie. For those who haven't seen it, please go watch it.
Yeah, I think it might be on Netflix still. I'm not sure.
Oh man, I gotta put that in my quay like yesterday.
Yeah, it's a weird movie though.
It is,
and it's got like David Cronenberg.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, he went.
Yeah, he's like the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. He kind of looks like the Collector. His mask, like in the Collector's mask.
Oh yeah,
that movie,
yeah,
yeah, like a couple years ago. Yeah.
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah, that weird horror movie. Yeah.
Weird, but did you ever see him, the Collector?
Yeah.
Did you see like the sequel they did?
No.
Yeah, it's like an entire murder house. It's oh my God.
Oh.
So good. So good. Oh. It's so jacked up. But well worth the watch. Did you have a favorite movie this year? Well, okay, I'm sorry. Let's say favorite. What was the best movie of 2016 in your opinion?
This one's tough. I'm going to say...
Do you have more than one? Is that why it's tough?
Yeah, well, I have more than one.
Lay it on me, man. We make the rules here. It's our show.
I'll say Green Room was the best one.
The Anton Yelchin, Patrick Stewart one?
Yeah, even though that one came out, like, was previewed in 2015 or whatever, but released in 2016. Yeah, that one was the best movie I saw.
It's in my watch list on Amazon. I haven't watched it yet, so stop waiting and get on it, basically, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not it's a thriller.
Right.
It's not really a horror or anything like that. It's not really a slasher.
Yeah.
It's really smart. And it's got a lot of unexpected things, but not like, it doesn't like focus on them. It's really weird. You know, it's tough to say, but the acting's good. The action's good. It's really, I liked it a lot. I like the whole punk aspect of it. Cause it's like a punk band traveling around. And they're going to a gig. And this gig just happens to be at this Nazi place. And the first song they sing, is "Nazi Punks Fuck Off."
Oh, beautiful!
Which is great, right in front of all these Nazi guys. Yep. And but then they witness a murder, and then all hell breaks loose. And yeah, it's really
I can't wait. I'm really excited. Yeah. Okay.
You know, like you're wondering who's gonna get out of this? Who's gonna get out of this? You know, this room or whatever. And Patrick Stewart is good in it. He's still like English. They don't really explain anything, which is kind of good too, you know. But it's like, it's I don't know. It was really interesting. It was smart, well acted. It was really good. Of course, then like my other movies were like Deadpool,
obviously,
Civil War.
Right.
I liked The Witch a lot. I thought that was really cool.
Was that the one with Vin Diesel?
No. This is the one with the they're like. It's like 18th century, and this family is, it's like old New England, and this family is kicked out of town, and they have to live on the outskirts of the wilderness, right?
Ooh.
And this witch takes the baby. It takes one of their kids. And there's like a coven of witches out there, and they're trying to get one of the girls in the family, uh-huh, you know, to become a witch too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really well done.
All right.
Like, well, it's creepy
as hell.
Put
that one on the list too, then. Goddamn.
Yeah. The ending is pretty awesome. I really did. Really thought the ending was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, fucking sign me up, man. I am definitely on board.
Yeah, I think that one is on Amazon, I believe, right now.
The Witch?
Yeah, The Witch. Yeah. It's on Amazon.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Prime.
And that is going to be watched.
Oh, yeah, Green Room's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, too. Yeah, I know that. I know, yeah, for sure that one is. Yeah, yeah, look at that. It is on Prime. Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. On the list.
Yeah, those movies are, I mean, I love Civil War. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You know, I mean, it's Marvel. It's so good. You know, like,
it's almost, it'd be more shocking if, you know, it's almost, you know, worse, like when they fart in the occasional, you know, Iron Man 3 or Age of Ultron. You know what I mean? Because, like, not that those are bad movies compared to other superhero movies, but just in the whole of the MCU that they've done since, you know, Downey first came on at Iron Man, you know, they're lesser films, but they're still great.
Right, even like Iron Man 2,
yeah,
is like, you know, it's a good movie. I'd watch
the 2-hour Avengers commercial.
Right, I mean, whatever. Right. You know,
I'll watch it every time. Yeah. You mean I get a mile crossover event? Yeah. Okay. Cool. I got it. Yeah. I'll do it. No problem.
Right. Yeah.
They know who their audience is. They got us.
Yeah. So what's your tops?
Deadpool.
Of course.
I watch it entirely too much. I don't know how many viewing it takes to rub through a Blu-ray, but I'm working on it. And I don't know if you saw this movie or not, but Swiss Army Man.
I have not seen it yet. I've been waiting to see it. It was, I think it was on Amazon, and I was going to try to see it, but I missed it. I don't think it's on there now. And if it is, I'll try to
work it. Yeah, I bought it from Amazon, and just because, like, instead of renting it, because it was one of those deals where you could rent it for $5 or own it for, like, $9 or some shit. You're like, well, obviously, I'll just buy it in case I really like it. And for the people who directed it, it was two people. They're trying to do their own thing with the movie, but the most honest and I guess, you know, complimentary thing I could say about it is if you like Wes Anderson movies, you're gonna fucking love this movie. It's very Wes Anderson. It's so silly and fun, and, you know, again, it plays to, you know, the silliness of me. It's just so many wacky things happen, but you don't question it because you're like, I get it, because there's logic to the, you know, like, to the madness of what they're doing in the movie. And at the end, where what most Wes Anderson movies, almost all, there's something happy, like there's a glimmer of hope. You feel good about it. It's like, oh, you know, that's life. You know, he goes through shitty parts, but, you know, in the end, the sun shines, everybody's happy, we dance out to small music, you know, roll credits. But with Swiss Army Man, it's super, so heavy of an ending and serious, but you don't walk away feeling bad about it, because it's truly beautiful the way they do it. But man, it's a fucker. Like, but such an amazing movie. Daniel Radcliffe too. If you saw Horns and were okay with his American accent, then you'll have no problem with what he's doing in this one.
He's getting better.
Way better. Way better.
Yeah.
But yeah, what a fun fucking movie, dude. Oh my God. So much fun. But yeah, dude, a real downer on the
ending. Well, that's how they can sell the downer ending.
Yeah. You know? Well, it works because I own the movie and I watch it still, even though I know what's coming in the end, you know what I mean? But it's just like everything just getting there is just so awesome.
It's like Big Fish, you know?
Yes.
Like, they sell it with all this whimsical,
yes,
you know, high.
Yeah.
This,
but the ending is nowhere near as happy.
Right, where you're like, oh my God, I just want to kill myself. Right. That's so terrible.
Like, oh, his dad's just the best. Why am I crying? Yeah. Same shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely have to see that.
Yeah. It's
I've been wanting to see it, but
yeah, so good. What was the worst movie you saw in 2016?
Oh God. I would have to say
so there's more than one too?
yeah, and it just so happens for some reason. I don't know why, uh-huh, but they're both DC movies.
Oh man, don't you do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with Suicide Squad was the worst.
Wow.
It beats out Batman v Superman as the worst.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Suicide Squad was just a big shit show. It was terrible. I mean, at least Batman v Superman, there was a bunch of redeeming stuff. Like, the cinematography was cool, like, the suits are awesome, you know, the fight was cool, like, you know, that kind of stuff. Whereas Suicide Squad, I'm just like, the whole time, I'm like, fuck no, come on, man, this is stupid.
Now, that was a theater one, right? But you didn't dare venture over to Amazon and see the unrated one, right?
No, I haven't seen okay. that, no.
Is there any chance that it pulls an Affleck Daredevil and the movie really gets good with a director's cut? No.
No way. Yeah, it was just bad. It's so bad. So bad. It's like, you know, it's called Suicide Squad, and I get it, you know, like, but they still have these big people that they're not going to kill
obviously
off.
Obviously not,
okay,
right.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Lame. You know, Rogue One did a better job of being Suicide Squad than Suicide Squad did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what it should have been. It should have been a thing where all these people, like, all these villains redeem themselves at the end, and they freaking get killed because of some, maybe Amanda Waller
right.
backstabs yeah. him, you know? Like, don't throw out your best freaking villains. You know, oh, Harley Quinn, you're not going to kill her. Deadshot Will Smith, you're going to kill him? Bullshit. You know,
yeah.
it's like, fuck you.
But you know, they could have done it. They could have killed one of those two and you know, it,
you're right.
had it
if
had
they
some
had,
gravity
yeah.
or weight, yeah.
Right, but no, they kill the friggin' the Slipknot guy.
Yeah.
As a joke, pretty much. Like, oh, hey, why don't you give it a shot and try to run away? You know? No, head explodes. Yeah, that movie's bad.
Yeah.
Just bad. I feel it really sucks because I want those to succeed, man. You know, like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, just get your shit together. It's not that hard.
I know, man.
Like, it's not that hard, man. Like, you've got all this money and all these amazing artists, and you can't freaking pull, nothing from them?
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. No, the thing you choose to pull from, you know, is a 1980s kind of overrated Batman story. Or, you know, like, for at least Batman v Superman.
Right.
You know, like, that's what they're pulling.
Yeah.
That's what they're pulling from their comics. And they pulled, like, the Suicide Squad. They didn't pull any stories.
Nope.
They just pulled the people.
Yeah, made it
you know?
Up as
they
wanted
went. The, yeah, yeah, they wanted the lineup to match because they released the marketing for it and they're like, oh look it, we've got every single guy in the you know that's in the first Suicide Squad or whatever. And it's like, oh my god.
I think the problem with that one was is that after the success of Guardians of the Galaxy, that they're like, oh, people want ensemble movies, but it better be funny. So like
yeah.
they did extensive reshoots on this, right? Like isn't that a big part of the problem also?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I think the studio made it better.
Really?
They probably made it better because it was probably just a total downer and lame.
Oh, wow.
You know?
That's a hell of a statement.
And like, yeah, and the Joker, oh, God, just
how
stop.
Long was he actually
just
in
stop,
the version
man.
Of the movie you saw?
He was in it a bunch. Like, okay, so there's the dance, not the dance
oh,
scene,
God
but they're in the club scene.
Sorry, in my head, I just saw Tobey Maguire, just Spider-Man 3 in it, and then Jared Leto doing the same shit.
Well, yeah, and there's like these little, there's a couple cut scenes, and he's there, not very long,
right.
But he's there throughout.
Right, he's a presence.
So it makes it seem like he's there longer,
yeah.
But not very much, and I don't know if it would make it better having him there because every time he shows up, it bogs down the movie.
Really?
You know, it makes it even worse. You know,
is it just like, the direction they're going with the character or is it, you know, all Jared Leto?
I don't think it's Jared Leto's fault. I think, I mean, he's a good actor, right?
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think they told him.
It's not the worst.
This is the vision we want. And he's like, all right, I can do that shit.
Right.
You know, no problem. Because even like, what's his name? David Goyer.
David Escoyer.
Yeah. So he was like, yeah, I want it to be like these Florida YouTube meth heads. You know, like those Florida Insta gangsters. Like those guys. That's what he was modeling the Joker off of.
God,
so it's like,
dude.
How
did anyone at the studio listen to that and be like, cool? Like they just, they're completely okay with that.
Because they were probably like, well, how many do these Instagrammers with the... Do they have big followings? Oh, yeah, they got 20 million followers. Ah, okay. Well, that's our audience
well, obviously,
right there.
That's what the Joker's you know? Got to be. We got to show the Joker is one of them.
Right. You know, even though, like, Heath Ledger just did this, you know, these little that one Batman movie that made, you know, $1.5 billion or whatever.
Right.
Being a super scary Joker.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't intimidated at all by Jared Leto's Joker. No. I just thought he was a joke. I'm oh, okay. Oh, you're going to share but Harley Quinn?
Heath Ledger's Joker's rolling up in an alleyway. You're fucking clenching your butthole because something sinister is about to go down.
I don't like this guy.
Yeah. It's like, what is this dude doing? You know what I mean? He makes it makes every sphincter on you just clench at once. It's like, oh, shit, I'm about to get stabbed.
Yeah. Maybe stabbed or, you know, initiate. I don't know. Or
everything.
Knows?
I don't know. Yeah.
Because you don't know what he's going to do.
Just go have coffee. That's cool. You know, whatever. It's still going to be a scary time.
But yeah, Jared Leto's Joker. It was just... I don't know. That movie was not very good. That's all I got to say.
Fair enough. I keep tempting, like, it's like, I could just rent. Like, no, just it's going to be free. The instant you rent this bitch, it's going to be free the next day. So just wait. Then you can hate yourself for having it show up in your history.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at Batman v Superman's on HBO.
So. Have you watched it yet?
Again? Yeah. No. No. I did that one time.
You haven't come across it when it's on and just been like, ah, you know, whatever. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm a little sleepy, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I need a little pill to put me to sleep.
To get you down, yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, I don't know. I think if it was like if I was like thumbing through the channels and I happened upon like the fight, I'd probably stay for that 10 minutes.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know.
It's like catching
and then I'd be like,
episode 3 at the right moment, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, right. Sweet. Yeah. And then after that, you're done.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. For me, my worst movie of 2016 is a Netflix original that I'm sure you've seen it advertised. I'm almost positive you haven't watched it, nor will you. A little movie starring one Adam Sandler and David Spade called The Do-Over.
No, I did watch it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because of you, dickhead.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, yeah, I watched it. I didn't get all the way through. Smart choice.
Stopped. Yeah, okay. It didn't. I was going to ask you when you stopped. It didn't matter. Yeah, no, that's a good call.
I don't stop movies.
admittedly, like the first 5 to 10 minutes, like you could tell like they were given a little bit of a shit. Like in the movie, like they were trying to set up a little bit of something, you know, to where it could have been very watchable, like even with, you know, David Spade and Adam Sandler. But it turns a corner and then it becomes so ridiculous where, you know, of course, this amazingly beautiful young woman has fallen in love with, you know, the Jerry Worm David's. Oh, Christ.
That's jumping the shark.
All the bad tones in movies that people generally complain about nowadays, where there's a super aging Hollywood guy and a ridiculously young, you know, pretty lady who falls for him. They try to explain it in the movie where, you know, it's a swerve, she's really a bad guy, but it's still not believable because, you know, we're not even human compared to the woman they had in this movie, Paula Patton. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Yeah. And, you know, Sandler as a bit of an action guy, I just... Even like in Bulletproof, like, you know, opposite, you know, Damon Wayans, a guy, you know, who did a lot of good action movies. It hasn't been believable. And, you know, Natalie's like 50. It's really not believable, you know, let alone you put David Spade with a super bad comb over, man. It's a recipe for dog shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they got to a pool area with like, I don't know.
That was right before the beautiful young woman succumbed to the wormy charms of David Spade.
Yeah, right before that, I was like, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, that was a good call.
I was like, because, you know, it's like one of those movies where, like, all right, I'll put it on.
Right.
I put it on, and then I'm on my phone, right? Yep. And I'm hanging out on my phone, and I'm, like, on Twitter or whatever. And I look up, and I'm, like, kind of watching. And then it slowly fades to where I'm just totally on Twitter.
Right.
And then I'm on YouTube, you know, like, and then it's just background noise.
What's Kerningle like, up to right now? Yeah, shit like that. Yeah, just messing around online.
What the fuck? Oh, I guess I'll turn this off and go walk the dog or something.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a good call, man. Really good call, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Like, that's a movie that should be on in the background of, like, a doctor's office or something.
Yeah. Like, that should have been the movie the Flash was watching in the Justice League trailer instead of Rick and Morty. He should have been watching
that actually
Do-Over.
Would be more fitting because Rick and Morty's amazing.
Right.
And I hope they don't, you know. Oh, man, those Justice League. Oh, God, no. I hope they don't fuck it up.
Okay. Justice League, I'm worried. Wonder Woman, I have no worries about. I mean, everybody involved with that movie, you know, director, writer, everything we've seen from it. I mean, Gal Gadot, Chris Pine, it looks like it's going to be awesome. I'm not worried about Wonder Woman whatsoever. You know, it might be the one saving grace throughout DC is that they're the one franchise so far that's, you know, given proper justice to female superheroes. I mean, I know now, you know, they have Scarlet Witch, you know, Peggy Carter did a lot and all that, but there's still no real, like, you know.
Like, they don't have their own movie.
Yeah.
You know,
not at all.
They're always like second fiddle or supporting characters.
And even with the characters they've done so far, none of them you'd be like, oh, I'd see that. But with what they did with Wonder Woman alone, I mean, in BVS.
Well, maybe Black Widow. I might see, I would like to see like a, you know, a spy thriller. Maybe.
Captain Marvel,
backstory,
I would see.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Captain Marvel's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, true. But you know what I mean? Like, there's no real heroes yet to where it's a solid, like, you know, it's just Wonder Woman. Like, it's not Batman. There's no Aquaman. It's just Gal Gadot leading this. And, you know, people are excited. And rightfully so. But Marvel, they don't have that right now. And that's really lacking. But DC, for them to pick up, at least have one area where they're killing it, you know, good. You know, great. That's awesome. But, man, are they really dropping the ball with everything else? Everything from the Justice League we've seen so far. Affleck coming out and saying, basically, he's like, yeah, I'll direct the Batman if the script's good enough. But, you know, if it sucks,
and
I
now he's like, stop talking about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Shut the fuck up.
This dick is saying, basically, if the script sucks, I won't direct it, but I have no problem starring in it still. What the shit? Oh, it's
so just, that tells you, like, if he's like, oh, well, if this
don't blame me.
Happen,
I'm telling you right now.
Right,
I told you a year ago. It wouldn't be my fault.
Right.
Oh, my God. What are they doing? Like, my hopes, they're dropping for it more. And when you hear, like, oh, they're going to Arkham, it's like, oh, okay, cool. And it's like, well, it's like, I don't know. I'm not so excited about that anymore. And, what the fuck's Bruce smiling about so much? And I don't know.
Yeah, because they already established that the Joker, that Jared Leto's Joker, is canon, right?
Yes,
he's with Ben Affleck. So so in Arkham, what are you gonna have? You have Scarecrow again? You're gonna have Killer Croc? Oh God!
Well,
did Joker
get locked back up in Suicide Squad?
No.
He got away. Okay. Well, maybe like in the interim. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
He'll get tossed back in or something. I'll still hold out hope that, you know, they come free willing with an older Joker out of nowhere, and, you know, it turns out that Jared Leto was some form of Robin. You know what I mean?
They could easily do it and retcon it. I don't understand why they wouldn't do that.
Give us Willem Dafoe or, you know, fucking Crispin Glover. Anybody, you know, God damn
actually,
it.
And have the real Joker freaking kill the fake Joker.
Yes! That's how you intro him.
You know, like, I created this guy. I'm done with him now. He's pissing me off.
You can even make it the fucked up New 52 version with his face barely hanging on with, like, leather straps and shit. And, you know, just something where people are like, holy Christ, I got to see this next movie. You know what I mean? Give us one of those moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all in all, man, I think you're right. 2016 was pretty lackluster as far as films.
It was bad for movies.
Yeah, not good. Yeah. TV really kicked
the
shit out of
it. I mean, there was a few that I haven't seen yet that I wanted to see, like Arrival.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking to see that one, but, God... You know, you look at, like, I was looking at the Golden Globes or the Best Picture lists, and I'm like, man, a lot of these aren't very good. Yeah. Like,
well, I've seen Deadpool.
I mean, they're
so
good movies.
What else do I need to see?
You know, I want to see Moonlight, and I want to see those ones.
Yeah.
But, like,
you know, there's only so much time in a day. Yeah.
Great movies. You know?
Yeah, I get it. Yep.
But yeah,
it looks to be picking back up in 2017 at least. So hopefully, this discussion is a little cheerier.
Yeah, because I'd forgotten about X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, I haven't bothered with that one.
I'm pretty sure that would have probably been the worst if I had seen it, but I kept I was just like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I read about it. I'm like, nope, not doing it.
That's a fair call.
You know, like, you asked me, you know, what's a movie that you kind of avoided because you didn't know, you didn't think it was going to be very good, but it was a huge, like, Spectre.
Really?
Is that movie? Yeah. I didn't see it because I was like, God, it just doesn't look good enough.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
Don't want to get out there and waste your money.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then I read reviews about it and I'm like, oh, man.
I kind of did that with Fantastic Beasts, and I'm a gigantic, you know, Harry Potter fan.
Potter fan.
But it's just, you know, it was a prequel, and there's not really much they could establish in the movie where I'd be like, I have to go see it in theaters. And then fucking Johnny Depp, man. It's just... The ick factor is still too thick on that guy, man. I can't do it. I can't pay to see that movie. So, like, it's different, you know. I know I pay for cable, so I'm still paying for it. But, you know, if it comes onto my television organically, at least then I can feel okay about it. But I can't rightfully shell out additional monies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Due to this guy's involvement. You know, and he was never, you know, but it's just, he just seems like a real asshole. I can't do it.
Yeah. I liked Fantastic Beasts. It was good. It was good.
I mean, I want to see it. Like, I really want to see it, but...
It was like middle of the road, you know? Like, yeah. It wasn't like great, but...
Where's it ranked in Potter films for you?
Let's see here.
Like better than That's Goblet hard, of Fire, man. But worse than, you know...
See, I like Goblet of Fire. You know, I like where Voldemort is released, you know, and finally comes to tuition
right.
and fruition or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, you know, there's bits and pieces of that series that are just so awesome, like the Dumbledore fight.
Yeah.
With Voldemort. I think that's what
that's really the saving grace for the Fantastic Half-Blood? Beasts franchise is that because people know that's coming.
Yeah. You know, like, but. I don't think to me it's not better than any of those films.
Oh shit.
So
wow.
Yeah. Because I like those I freaking love those films.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Like freaking ABC Freeform has
them always.
All the time. All they have like Harry time. Potter weekend yeah. and it sucks me in every effing time.
Yeah, I'm with you.
God, I own these on Blu-ray. I don't need to watch this.
Yeah, but it's on television, so we still watch it. Yeah.
Like, God.
I get it.
Like, what a such an idiot.
You know? I started my daughter. Like, we're already on Chamber of Secrets. You know what I mean? It's just getting going yeah. now. Just to lock it yeah. in. I'm like, you will love this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those because each one of those movies has, like, a different feel and a different
yeah.
tone. And they're just really good.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are like, not a lot of people, but there's some people that are just like, yeah, they're all right. You know,
cynical,
like, come on,
cynical
man.
Asshole.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come they're on, fun. They're
It's about and a boy wizard. Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
God.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Fucking no heart. Damn.
There's a loud minority of people who are trying to say Force Awakens is bad.
Yeah.
And that makes me mad.
I know a lot of those people.
Yeah. Because it's like you're trying to convince other people that this good movie is bad.
Right.
Eat a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, seriously, dude, it's a good movie.
And also, we
yes,
really love
nostalgia.
Rogue One. Like, just in case anybody's asking, like, why didn't that make the list? We loved it, top to bottom, loved it. But you know, there's just a couple better movies. You know, that's all there is.
Right? Yeah. No. Yeah. Rogue One was great.
Oh, so good. Like, I mean, can't wait. Yeah. I already have it in my pre-order cart, like on Amazon. Like, I'm waiting. Just
I saw it twice in the theater.
Right.
So like, yeah.
Ready
like,
to go.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Right. But like I don't think Rogue One's better than Force Awakens. I love the Force Awakens. I thought it was awesome. And if you blame it on nostalgia, who cares?
Right. Nothing wrong with being nostalgic if you're remembering stuff that's
that
awesome.
That movie makes me happy.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Those the new characters make me excited for the future.
Yeah.
Like, I really dig the new characters, mm-hmm. so it's...
Yeah, I'm with
it. I look forward to the new stuff.
Absolutely. And that's the way we roll here at Amazon. We love it, so fuck you.
Yep, exactly. You know, if you want to be loud about it, if you want to change people's opinions about it, fine. You can run your campaign on Twitter.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Why don't you go ahead and start your own podcast, talk shit about it against us. But we're sticking up for the Force Awakens here.
Yeah. I am sticking up for it.
And man, that we shall to our dying breath.
Yeah.
We are one with the Force is with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. And on that note, everybody, that was our best of for 2016. Thank you all so much for the dedication you've shown to us over this past year. We promised bigger and better things in 2017. So on behalf of Matt, I'm Aaron. Thank you very much for checking it out.
Peace. I'd buy that for a dollar.